Bring on the cheese.
I'm working on bringing it. Hey everybody, what's the show? It's Bob.
Hey, there he is. Hey everybody, this is Miles.
You're such a jerk. Hey, there he is. You're such a jerk. Oh my gosh. I want to say Miles' title is a plastic surgeon because that fucker can get under your skin so easily. You should be in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, the way you operate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Oh
you're a grifter. You're the grifter who wasn't, you know? Total grifter, this guy. My gosh.
10-second dropout.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it.
Bob's shitty connection.
Yeah, exactly. Mike.
Sorry.
Crappy internet here.
Yeah.
We'll do it. So Miles is being is calling me a jerk, but in actuality, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, I've done some jerky things, but you know.
Keep going.
The consistent jerk is you, that's for certain.
The consistent jerk.
You're a consistent jerk. The consistent jerk star is all out of you. So, speaking of being a jerk.
Yeah.
So, you know, here at the compound,
yes.
we like to enjoy our downtime, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I love to do nothing.
Baking cookies.
Yeah, baking pies, whatnot. The
pies.
So my wife and I are sitting downstairs enjoying our downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember, were you eating something? My wife's here with me.
No, I had a headache. I was thirsty.
Okay, she had a headache. She was thirsty. So we're sitting downstairs, and she has like this table next to where she sits, and then I sit on the other. We have this big couch.
We sit far away from each other.
Yeah, we sit as far away from each. It's almost like a Citizen Kane scenario where, you know, she's way over there and I'm way on the other side of this giant couch, and she's got this table, and she's got all this stuff, you know, that she's got all this, you know. When I'm there, I watch television. That's what I do. When she's there, she watches TV, she knits, she reads books, she's got a tablet, she's got her phone, she's got all this, you know, she has colored pencils, she colors, she does, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like a kindergarten caddy or something over there on the other end of the couch. And so she's thirsty, and she's like,
I keep my drinks there as well.
She has some drinks there that she leaves there, much to my, you know, dismay most of the time.
Because I like them.
And I'm like, because it's like, whatever. It's, you know, it's just there. And so she reached down, she grabs this, you know, bottle of water that, who knows how long it's been sitting there. I don't have a clue.
A little while.
And she takes a big swig of it and goes, ah! And I'm like, what? And she's like, what? Did somebody piss in this bottle? And she holds up this water bottle, and it's got a yellow tint to it.
Oh, sweet Jesus! What?
It does, and I'm like, I'm a jerk, right? So I'm an ass. I go, well, that's what you get for leaving those things sitting over there. So then that erupted into a whole investigation on who could have possibly urinated into this bottle. And I mean, everyone at that moment, everyone was a suspect. Right? And yes, so the Stasi, or whatever you want to say, went into effect. Isn't that what the East German police was called, the Stasi, right? And my wife is, you know, all borders were shut down. Everybody was called downstairs. We are getting to the bottom of this piss bottle fiasco.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, jeez.
All the dogs were lined up. They were chained to the floor to be questioned. The whole world stopped at that moment. Well, after I got her a fresh bottle of water to get the taste of the piss water out of her mouth, but of course she couldn't get up. She was too shaken to get up herself, so I had to do this. But you know, and meanwhile I'm saying, well, you know, if you don't leave those things sitting out, you know, and that doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
So culprit numero uno was my son, who was summoned down from his room to be grilled in front of the judge. You know, Judge Dredd was taking out sentence on him.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while he stays up late and watches TV. And so immediately, you know, he's lazy just like me, the rest of us, whatever.
Yeah, right.
He probably would have peed in a bottle if he had the opportunity. We don't know.
Come on.
So he gets called down. Did you pee in this bottle?
Oh, fuck.
He's like, no, I didn't pee in a bottle. And so then the defense walks in. Well, I don't think that he could have peed in the bottle because he probably would have just peed all over the place. So his not guilty by reason of insanity plea worked, and pretty much everybody, once that was stated, said, you know, you're right. There's no way in hell he could pee a little bit in a bottle without
even hit the toilet.
Right, without even, you know, this is not going to happen, right? So, so he was set aside for the moment. And then, of course, he's saying, I did it. It's like a whole finger pointing. The whole finger pointing starts going on. My daughter chimes in. She's like, there's no way I could do that. I'm not even going to talk about this anymore. She's like, it's impossible for me. So she tries to rule herself out. You know, we're talking about each one of the dogs. Could they have done it? How would they have done it? You know, did somebody like get some kind of a surgical tubing or something? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So it just went on and on. It was just horrible. And then my wife wanted to keep the bottle, which actually we still have. It's downstairs. It's still downstairs.
Because if I died.
Right, she was worried about being poisoned.
Oh, I see, right.
What if it was, you know, some type of a cleaning fluid that got put in there somehow? We recently had an adjuster over. I thought, well, maybe it was the roofing guy. I don't know. Maybe he peed in the bottle. So we still have, because we're waiting to figure out how we can test this without sounding insane, a bottle that is tinted yellow of open water that's on top of the old refrigerator downstairs.
Yeah.
Waiting for, you know, a litmus test or something. I don't know. But it was a whole scene over one swig of water, you know. It was just we still don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Urine in the bottle.
There was some speculation because we had hot wings a night before that possibly my son, because he has done this in the past where he'll get a bottle of water and drink like half of it and leave like a serious amount of backwash in the bottle.
Which is almost worse.
Yeah, almost worse than the pee. And but he did a test recently because over the weekend he got, they got hot wings one night when they were having movie night or something, and he tried it again, but it did not look the same. So he's trying to exonerate, he's his own defense person at this point. So I don't know what we're going to do to finally, you know, kind of solve this mystery. Have to call in the Scooby Gang or something. I don't know, but
the Phantom Pisser.
The Phantom Pisser, exactly. I don't know. I think something got in there, and it's near the window, a sliding glass door, and so I thought the sun might have done something to, you know,
turn it into
something that looked like urine.
Alchemy.
Yeah, trying to make gold and instead just made urine.
I don't feel good. Yeah, I get the idea.
So anyway, so I it's Exhibit A. It's downstairs on the refrigerator that we have down there, and awaiting further toxicology reports. So we'll wait and see. Thankfully, everybody's okay, and nobody has hard feelings for being accused, but it was a little tense there for a while. You know, it was a little, I don't know what you want to call it.
It was jelly donut!
It was like Salem Witch Trial, you know, combined with, I don't know, Jim Jones Compound or something, I don't know.
Great Kool-Aid.
That's right. I don't know what was going on there. So anyway, we monitored her for the evening, and she was fine, and so far so good. So unless it's a really slow acting poison that hasn't got to her yet, we're doing good. So
that is bizarre,
isn't it?
That is really bizarre. Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, it helps curb the whole water sitting around on the table, but not that I had anything to do with it.
No, of course not.
Because I did not. You know.
You sure?
No, I'm positive. I'm positive. Those things just aggravate me. I don't do anything about it. I just get aggravated, that's all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the weirdness that is our house this last weekend here. Or this last week. It actually happened on a Tuesday or something. That wouldn't happen. It was on Tuesday.
About a week ago?
Yeah, about a week ago. So, yeah, just a little odd. A little oddness. And you know, really hard to explain to people. You can't...
Sure.
That's a story you don't go into work the next day and just tell, you know.
Yeah.
People just don't understand that kind of weirdness in a regular, normal life, you know what I mean?
Do the kids, like, have friends that come over quite a bit, you know, that, hey, you know?
Well, there's one, but she's a girl. I don't think she's doing it, so.
We did ask her.
Oh, no.
No one escaped the Inquisition, yes.
That is bizarre. You know what? I would check my toilet for, like, an upper decker just in case, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen any upper deckers in the toilet, thank goodness. But, yeah, we're not going to go for that around here, that's for certain.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? It's weird. I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell got in there. You know, maybe it was a bug that got dissolved.
Go with that.
Yeah, maybe a bug got dissolved. Now she's
sleeping.
I'm disgusted.
That's gross.
Bob is grody.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, sorry. I should take a picture of it. Maybe we'll take a picture of it.
I would yes, let's see a picture of your wife's urine drinking.
It's like Gatorade.
That's really good.
Tastes like somebody else's urine. Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
we're doing a Bear Grylls experiment here, you know. So.
was going to do the whole Hollywood Nights thing of, I've had this taste in my mouth before, but I didn't want to, you know, be disrespectful, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, what's going on with you?
So, I was drinking urine last night.
Really? Go figure.
A bunch of dudes came over, and, yeah.
I'm thinking about making a new energy drink. Yeah.
Bear with.
Yeah. Called G-Wiz. Yeah.
G-Wiz, yeah. I'm sure that's out there, but yeah.
Okay. Just checking. So yeah. What's going on with you? Anything?
No, just the nice short story this week. That's all.
Oh, a short story.
Yep. You like stories of me getting injured. I know that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So I decided to pull a Bob Lament last
week.
Did you
get injured?
Yes, I got injured, yes.
What did you do? Were you dancing?
I was dancing naked, and no. No, I was getting ready for work, and I was, my son and I share a car some mornings, and I'm like, I'm going to go warm up the car. He's like, okay.
You're going to go what to the car?
Warm up the car.
Oh, warm up the car. I thought you said something
else.
It's chilly.
It's wintertime. It's wintertime, you know.
Yeah,
you
know. No, I gotcha.
And, anyway, because I saw him kind of heading into the shitter, so I'm like, oh, okay, you know, no big deal.
I guess I'll go warm the car up then.
I figured I had a few minutes. Like, oh, no big deal. I'm like, I'll warm up the car, right? So, as you leave our house, there's like a wooden stoop.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And for the last couple of years, we've had like this black welcome mat on it.
Oh, okay.
So, and we've never had any problems. I've always had it there, like, so no one would ever slip and get hurt.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you figure, okay, the wood would get, you know, slippery if it got, like, ice on it, so.
Sure.
Let's put a mat, like a plastic mat over it.
Well, plastic can get slick.
Yeah, I just found that out. Right?
You needed a rubber mat.
Holy cow. I took one step outside. Exactly. The next thing I know, it's like a 300-pound man, like, flying through the air, you know, like, land right on my left knee with, like my ankle tucked behind me. Like,
Oh, my Lord.
I'm like, this must be a Bob Lament belt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my.
Oh, my, I thought I broke my leg. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you land on the step or off the step?
No, I landed off the step. It happened so fast. It was just so fast.
Yeah.
I was like an invisible ninja had got me or something. Like,
it was Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi got you.
Oh, I know. It was like a blow dart got me. Like, oh, my God. It happened so damn fast. I didn't have time to do anything. I don't think I got a scream out. It was like... That was it.
You stepped on a puppy? Is that what you said?
Oh my God. I'm laying there like I'm all sprawled out, my legs behind me. I'm like looking like Christ on the cross. Like,
oh, jeez.
Help me! Help me! There's no one around. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, help me!
Kids in the shitter.
And I'm like, help me! Somebody, motherfucker, help me! I was hoping that, you know, the yacht was home, you know. No, nobody's home. No one could help.
Did you break something?
No, I didn't. I don't know how I didn't. I should have. You know what I'm saying? I just should have. Just
yeah.
The way it happened was just like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You got to watch out for that, you know?
Like, I was doing, like, the hurdles or something. I just kind of landed in midair. Like, like, the whole day, like, it's better now, but, man, my ankle, actually, more my ankle than my knee. But, man, I was like, fuck.
Wow.
Man, I was just like, man, I'm like Bob Lament. Holy cow.
Well, if it was me, it would have dislocated or...
Yeah.
Swollen up to where you couldn't get your pants off or anything.
No, I didn't have no problems there, but man, was that crazy. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy wah. Yeah, that was crazy, man.
So did you make it back? Did you get the car warmed up?
Yeah, I did crawl to the car. I'm like, I'll make it. I'm going to make it. I'll make it.
Did you go back inside or no?
Yeah, I did. I threw that fucking mat in the garbage.
I put that mat with all those shoes of the dog poop on them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the giant, you know, thing I have out there right now. Like,
you got like a giant Rubbermaid garbage can full of kids' shoes through the ages. Got dog poop on them.
That's funny.
It's like, you got every size in here.
Yeah.
So I guess the step then wasn't slick when you took the mat away.
No, it wasn't actually. No, it was just, you know, a little, it wasn't really that slippery out, you know. It was like, I don't know. It was like the magic, because my wife had already left, like, earlier before I did, and, like, she had no problems.
Yeah, well, it may have been that board just rebelled and threw you off.
Although, she did actually break her leg in that exact spot here about 8 years ago, so I don't know.
Oh, no. Did she slip?
She somehow slipped and, snapped a bone, actually.
Oh, yeah. My. Well, you lucked out then.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't know. I still don't know how that happened, but.
How interesting.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you didn't seem to get rid of that plastic mat when she hurt herself, and now all of a sudden.
That was like the perfect booby trap, I'm telling you right now.
You felt like you were you were in a Home Alone movie.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah. I can't think of
Hey, Irv. Hey, Mom.
Like Joe Pesci or something running around.
Yeah. Oddly enough, you have the same nickname that they had, the Wet Bandit, but for different reasons.
Yeah,
you're the Wet Bandit.
Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. So, well, I'm glad you're okay. You didn't twist an ankle or pop a knee out of place.
No, unlike you, no, I'm okay.
So, oh, that's good.
You injured yourself a long time ago.
I've injured myself several times since then as well, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I just about injured myself today, but thankfully I did not, so.
You didn't zip up your junk in your zipper again, did you?
No, I've only done that a couple times, and that's not been a while, so.
Yeah.
Usually, that was during my days of inebriation, so.
Yeah,
a little quick on the trigger, as it were.
Yes.
No, I tripped over a cable today and just about wrenched my ankle, tripping.
Ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Andy!
That's right. Oh, Andy! Aunt B, are you okay? Yeah, no, I did. I just about...
Was this at work?
Yeah, I was at work, and I usually try to be careful, but I don't know why I was spastic or something today, and I just about tripped. And I caught myself, but my ankle gave way a little bit, and I'm like, oh, shit. But it was okay. I was fine. It's all just like you, all okay, you know.
Yeah.
But for a split second, I thought, uh-oh.
That there saved me.
There's nothing worse than a fat guy with a hurt ankle, I can tell you that.
I know. They're a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, because I've done that already, so.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
I had to wear the boot and all that, you know, so.
Oh, no.
So you just narrowly escaped it. Did you tell your son or did you try to hide it whenever you got talked to him?
Yeah.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him you fell on your ass or whatever?
I hurt myself. Shut up.
Or did you just sit down in the kitchen and wait for him and just blow it off?
Nah, I came clean pretty right fast. Like, man, holy crap.
I just saw my life flash before my eyes.
Jesus.
Stay in school. Son, let me tell you about porn addiction. That's nice.
Yep.
You okay? Oh.
I'm okay.
Oh, good. Everything's fine then. You're going to be fine.
Yep.
Well, I can only imagine. Did you lose your hat?
My hat?
Well, you're always wearing a stupid hat when I see you.
I was going to work.
You don't wear a hat to work? I just assumed that you did.
No, I don't wear a hat to work.
Oh, okay. Because every other time I've seen you, you're wearing a hat.
I do enjoy hats. That is true.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's beyond enjoying a hat.
It's beyond that. Way beyond that.
You got some kind of fetish or something. I don't know.
That look.
Who knows why you're wearing those hats?
I wear a hat all the time.
Yeah, well, it seems like every time I see you wearing a hat, so.
Well, you know, come on.
I don't see you very often, but, you know. Or when you're in a picture, you got a hat on.
Not always.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not always. No.
I don't. I can't think of a picture that I've seen in the last like 5 years you'd have been wearing a hat.
Or clothes.
Huh?
Or clothes.
Or clothes. Well, that's, yeah, that's a personal choice.
I just wear the hat.
Yeah, Miles is going to come out with a line of snapback caps for your penis. You can get matching set, you know, one for your head and one for your penis.
Right.
Yeah. They're not to be used as birth control.